kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story by Chris Garcia, who first shared this one on the podcast in February of 2013. Here's Chris now with a story we call Still Very Much in Love.
I'm excited to be here. I just recently became a father. Yeah. By which I mean my father's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And I don't feel uncomfortable. He is, he's doing well. He has no insight to his condition. He's taken care of. He's comfortable. Life handed him a lemon, and he's using it as a remote control right now. He's on airplane mode. He's having a good time. He's taking off his shirt in public. He's drinking a whole bunch of Diet Pepsi and recycling it right into a sock drawer. And I am not ready to. I am the same age my father was when I was born. He's 70. I'm 35 years old. I am not prepared to be a father. I still smoke pot out of apples. Okay, I am not ready. I cut my hand open the other day with a pair of scissors because I was trying to cut open an avocado to make drunk guacamole at 5 in the morning. I didn't have a Band-Aid, so I used a ribbon from a Christmas present, and I put it on my hand and I sat on it because I don't have insurance, so if I get hurt, I have to die. I am not ready for this. But I love my father, and he's a great guy, and I'm gonna do this. And so it's taken everything me and my mom and my sister have to care for my awesome dad. And it's brought us together in such a special way. Because, you know, he really has no insight to it, but it really affects my mom and my sister and I, and it's brought us together so sweetly, and we communicate on a level that we've never talked before. We process things together, we share, we listen, we're each other's rocks. And so recently my mother was like, your father and I are getting intimate. And I was like, no gracias. Nope. She's like, I can't tell people at church about this asshole. Just fucking listen. You know? And I was like, okay. And she's like, we're getting very steamy. And I was like, okay, continue, but not the fucking adjectives, okay? Just lay it on me. That was a bad word choice, too. But I was like, just let me know. Well, okay. And she's like, so your dad and I, he gets very aggressive with me. He picks me up. He smushes me up against the wall and just start. He's like, chest to chest and pressing up against me and stops and goes, I don't know if I can do this. I have a wife and two kids. My father tried to cheat on my mom with my mom. And he stopped himself. His guilt is stronger than dementia. And my father has a type. 4'8" Cuban ladies is my dad's jam. And so we're working together and we're determined to continue as a family, and it's beautiful and it's hard and scary. So we like take my dad out and we try to pretend, we don't pretend something's wrong, we're just trying to continue our lives with him. And sometimes he's with it and sometimes he's not. And so we take him to Walmart one day and he walks right up to an African-American gentleman that works there and he says, hey, black guy, where's the cookies? And I'm like, holy shit, my dad's back, everybody. This medication is working. The dude still got it. That's just my pops, Jay every day right there. That's how the man works. And so that's what we're living with. I guess my story starts now, is that we're lucky enough, we found a home that we could afford, which is very difficult in this country, and we found something for low-income folks. and we're lucky to have him there. And one day he had a bad reaction to his medication, and he pulled down a curtain in one move and punched a woman in the face. I know, hilarious. And so my dad had to be rushed to an ER room, and then he was taken to a psych ward in Long Beach, California, with people that were there for various reasons. There was a guy about my age that wore an open robe, and he was naked and screamed at the Canadian embassy for a very long time on a phone that was not in his hand. But he was pretending like he was like that. It was the day the Discovery was landing in Los Angeles. It was a very big day. In LA, there was huge buzz about it. It was going to fly over Long Beach. It was very exciting because my dad, he worked in the aerospace industry. And he immigrated from Cuba. He had a very tough life in Cuba. He was molested as a child, abandoned by his parents. Right around the time he was 20 years old, he was anti-communist. And so he was taken out of college and forced to work in a sugarcane plantation where he was in... in solitary confinement for 2 years, taken away from his wife and his first daughter. And he was tortured, and he was given electroshock therapy, which doctors think it's maybe part of the reason he has dementia. My father left Cuba for Spain with my mom, got an education, came. Most Cubans go to Miami. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go to Miami, wear some weird jewelry, and wear a lot of cologne. And my dad was like, fuck that. I want to work in the aerospace business. So he moved to Los Angeles. And so he worked for like JPL and Rockwell and stuff like that as a machinist, which is an amazing thing. So we're sitting there. And the Discovery is a huge thing to my father. And as soon as he got there, he was restrained. He was strapped to a bed, and he would break through the restraints to the point that he bled. It's very tough to see. I hope you never have to see your parents go through. And so they give my dad some, like Seroquel or something, that just really veggies him out. He goes zombie face, stone-eyed, and just is completely blank. And he's... We're sitting in this community room or whatever, and there's a flat screen showing the Discovery. And my father's not, this is nothing to him. And it's such a crazy moment. Well, the Discovery starts to fly by Long Beach. And so the people working there, nurses and doctors and patients, go to the window or go upstairs and watch as the Discovery is flying by, and my dad's just like, and there's the and everyone left. I was stuck in this room with my dad and other psychotic people, and I'm just like sitting there watching this thing. There's a very big man, a large man, watching it. He sees the Discovery on the TV. The Discovery's on top of an airplane, and he just looks at it and goes, "Ha." It looks like it's wearing a little backpack. This hilarious black guy that was there, I don't know why, sees the Discovery. It's a little scuffed up. It's been in space. And he goes, "Ha, yo, that nigga did a car wash." We're there with my dad. We're hanging out all day. I'm thinking about how crazy this is. This is the whole reason my father came here. To work on the space program. He had this dream. And we're sitting there, and my father, out of the blue, snaps out of it. And it's beautiful. And he sees my mom, and he smiles so big. It's like 1,000 corgi videos, adorable. It's like every kitten picture you've ever seen on the internet, times a billion. He brightens up. He looks at my mom, and he goes, "Matika." It's my mom's name. He's like, "Matika." He takes her hand, and it's like shaking, and he kisses her on the hand. And He leans in and he kisses her on the mouth. My mom's crying. It's so beautiful. My sister's crying. Nurse crying. I had this like Cuban like machismo thing all of a sudden that I clearly don't have. Washes over me in that moment. I'm like, I can't cry. Cool kiss, yeah. And so I'm trying to be tough. I was like, my dad would hate it if I cried right now. I'm the sensitive kid, and he didn't really like it that I would cry all the time. So I'm not gonna cry. I'm gonna be tough, and I'm just gonna like. I lean in, and I put my arm around my dad and just like give him like a bro pat, just on his back. I just go like that, and he looks over to me. And he goes, who's this Mexican faggot? My dad still got it, everybody. Before I get out of here, this is an awesome show, by the way. This is great that we get to do this. I want to play you something before I get out of here. It's a voicemail from my mother that she recently sent me. And let's see.
Hi, Papa. Me pasaste algo funny.
This message in Spanish. Me and my parents speak Spanish together. I didn't think it was appropriate to like do act outs during my set. And then my mom was like, Cuchi, Cuchi. And my dad's like, why are you talking about man? That's crazy. Yeah, your puppy was very horny and he pushed me as I'm going, I did not feel like that was appropriate, so I just spoke in my voice. I didn't want to bring that into this. So my mom goes,
hi, Papa. Me pasaste algo funny.
She calls me Papa. She's like, hey, Papa, I'm calling to tell you something funny.
Sí, papi, está muy bien.
Dad's very well. He's doing well. I had to leave because Dad wanted to do a quickie. My mom's awesome. We're getting through this. It's okay. My dad still has a boner for my fucking mom. That's so amazing. His brain's dead and his dick is still hard.
See you later, alligator.
She goes, see you later, alligator. Like she has a fucking catchphrase or some shit. It's just his brain, but he's still very much in love with me.
Okay. No entiendo lo que te digo, imagínatelo nada más. Me tuve que salir porque me quería meter una cañona ahí.
I had to get out of there. Because he wanted to give me the cannon.
See you later, alligator.
Call back to see you later, alligator.
Okay, papa, es para que te ríes.
It's so you.
Me salí riéndome, así que tú sabes. Love you, mijo. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good night.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.